All right, that was The Ruiners doing Go, and it's almost time for us to go and make room for the Motor Live Drive. Ruiners are going to be playing Saturday night out at Jacoby's. Got time for about one more song, and we're going to play the Great Lake Nis Society. They're going to be playing out at Paychex Wednesday night, and they're part of something called the IPO, and that is International Pop Overthrow. And they've got, it starts Wednesday night, and it goes through Saturday night, and they've got a lineup of about 8 bands each night. The Wednesday night show includes Woodward, Apartment 4, Great Lake Nis Society, The Pop Project, Crick, and Andy Reid, and others. And then that's Wednesday night. I'll be telling you more about Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week's show at Paychex next week, because we try to keep you one week at a time. Great Lake Nis Society will be playing Wednesday night, kicking off the IPO at Paychex. We're going to listen to something off their CD, Compass Rose Bouquet. It's called Debutante, and then we're going to make room for Taking on the World. That was the Great Lake Nis Society, and they are going to be part of the International IPO is what it stands for, International Pop Overthrow at Paychex this weekend. They're going to kick it off on Wednesday night. We're real close to getting ready to go. I want to tell you about a couple bands that are playing around town that I'm not going to have time to play. That includes Chetta Clausen. He's going to be playing at a place on Michigan Avenue called LJ's Lounge. That's over near, not too far from the Logger House, somewhere between Logger House and Slow's Barbecue. It's a new venue, just started bringing in music, and Chetta Clausen is going to be there Saturday night. Lemon James is going to be playing Saturday night at Rubles in Mount Pleasant, and the Gorgor Girls, who don't play very often, are playing the Northern Lights. I mean, they don't play around here very often. They're going to be playing Saturday night at Northern Lights. The Wall Clocks are also playing Saturday night up in Bowlers, and then they are playing here in Dearborn on Michigan Avenue at a place called The Venue. It looks like they're starting to get some good music in there. This is the Wall Clocks doing Just Go Away, but don't go away because we've got Taking on the World coming up real soon.
That is the Wall Clocks, local band from Dearborn. They're only 16 years old. Well, they might be 17 by now, but right now, it is the live drive at 5. We have Taking on the World in our studio audio, in our studio. Jay, are you there, guys? No, I don't hear you. Oh, are you there?
No.
I don't hear any vocals.
It's because you got the wrong one.
Ah, there we
I'm
go.
I'm here.
I'm here.
There we go. There we go. There we go. Now I got you.
Thanks, Dino.
Okay, tell me, we have a band called Taking on the World, and right now they are going to be taking on WHFR. Guys, are you ready to go?
We're ready.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, we have Taking on the World right here in our WHFR studios. Hey, guys, why don't you introduce the band?
Well, I'm Mike. I'm on guitar and vocals.
Paul Royal, bass guitar, backing vocals.
Dino Valentino, drums.
All right. Yeah, you repeat that one? Yes, that last one was Dino Valentino on drums.
Just drums, he said.
All right. Now, in fact, how long have you guys been around?
We've been around since summer of 2004, so we've been around for a little while. Recently acquired Dino, so it's been good times. So we have, you know, it's been good.
Okay, well, you're making it good. That's what counts. All right. In fact, it's interesting the lyrics in that. If you listen to it, it was you guys seem to know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I've been, you know, for the last 3 years and 4 years, been following the war and certain things that are just, you know, did get to me, and I've let vent with them in a song. So, you know, I might not be able to change the world, but at least you can educate some people and get people thinking about those situations and those issues.
Well, it's very important because, hey, where a lot of punk started with the Clash, they were very politically oriented.
Absolutely.
So, hey, you're just following in their footsteps.
Huge influence to us, the Clash. So,
well, in fact, in that case, have you got some more music?
Yes, oh, definitely. Plenty.
Well, what do you got for us next?
Won't Back Down is the next one.
And that first song was Our Country.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Woo.
In fact, this is Taking On the World right here at our studio. Now, fellas, where can people go and see you live?
Oh, this Saturday we got a show at the Old Miami Smash Bash.
In fact, tell me about the Smash Bash. What, is that a new band, or is it...
No. It's actually originally named after a Smash Band, which were a great hardcore punk band, and they called it quits about a year and a half ago. And we really had a great time playing with them, but that's where it derived from. And they put on a show. It's 10 bands, 10 hours. It's a great time.
10 bands?
Yeah, 10 bands, 10 hours. And it's just...
It's very affordable.
Yes.
For that many bands.
A lot of great local bands.
Whoa, what time does it start?
Oh, it starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the Old Miami, Detroit, Cass Corridor, and it goes all the way till closing time.
In fact, is that an all-ages show, or is it 18
eight,
and old?
It's 21 and up.
21
yeah,
and up.
Old Miami is strictly 21 and up.
Oh, sorry, kids. Okay.
Do you happen to know if the weather's good, they're going to be doing it outside, or is it all an indoor thing?
You know what? It's all going to be indoor, but there's going to be a big barbecue outside.
As always.
Yes,
good,
as always.
Good club. I enjoy that place.
Yeah, it's a great place. CBGBs of the Midwest.
Yep.
And they've been around that long, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what else have you got for us today?
This next one is called 77 Punk Rock and Roll.
Yes. Oh, now tell me, you guys have a new record coming out?
Oh, it just came out last year, actually, 1 year almost.
Oh, it's been out for a year?
Yeah.
And where can people find this record?
You find it, you can get it from us at a show, and you also can get it off of Interpunk, And you can also download Punk, too. You can just download the songs.
Wow. In fact, now what is the name of this Take It On the World album?
It's called Through Victory and Defeat.
Okay, so, in fact, what's a good way for people, other than going to the show this Saturday, what's a good way for people to get a hold of you?
Well, you got the myspace.com/takingontheworld, and we also have our website, which is www.takingontheworld.com.
Okay, but the best way to come down and see you live.
Oh, yes.
Get the full feeling.
Yes.
And have you got any other shows coming up?
Oh, yes. We have April 11th at Corktown Tavern, and we also May 3rd at the Concrete Jungle Skate Park in Westland, Michigan.
And that show is all ages.
Ah.
And it's outside.
One of the few.
Yes.
At the Jungle Skateboard Park, eh?
Yeah, right. Yep.
Concrete Jungle.
The Concrete Jungle.
Ford Road in Westland.
Okay.
All right. Next one here is Watch Your Back.
Taking on the World, and this next one. Taking on the World from Detroit, Michigan, and this next song is called Miss You Tonight.
Hey. Well, I missed you tonight. The only thing I want alone here. Yeah.
and you are listening to Taking on the World right here at our WHFR studios here on 89.3 on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Now, I want to remind everybody that next week we're starting our pledge drive with Radiothon. So if you like all the music you're hearing, be sure to make your pledge next week. Next week we'll be doing a retrospective of bands that have been here over the last year. So listen up and hear all your favorite bands. But let's get right back to Taking on the World. Oh, now tell me, with your CD out, Through Victory and Defeat. Yep. Now, it mentions here that you've got a style of punk rock and roll.
Oh, yes, definitely. It's, big influence of ours is Clash, Rancid, and then I even like Rolling Stones, Guns N' Roses, so I'm in between there. So I like the rock and roll, but I also love punk rock, too. So I try to mix it up a little bit.
Well, good, because I heard some of those Chuck Berry riffs going on that last song.
Yeah, so. And
it's, hey, all rock and roll.
It is.
Yeah.
And it gets down to, from Detroit, like really, you know, the Stooges and the MC5 were like the first real punks.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so. They were.
And it came from here.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, all those old school punk bands from, the UK, they were all influenced by the Stooges and MC5.
Oh, yeah.
And it kind of crossed the pond and then made its way back over here. So.
Yes.
So you guys are just trying to keep it alive.
Oh, definitely.
Hey, and you certainly are.
Oh, thank
you're not
you.
Only keeping it alive, you're jump-starting this whole thing, aren't you?
We're trying.
So this next song we got coming up, it's a throwback to the old punk rock and roll sound. It's called Young Till I Die.
All right. Now, people can come out and see you this Saturday night at the Old Miami. Is it the Old Miami or the New Miami now?
It's still the Old Miami.
It's always been the Old Miami.
No, for a while it actually was the New Miami, and people protested, so they went back to the Old New Miami and now the Old Miami. It's got a history that goes back to the 70s.
Before that, way before that. But for the Smash Bash, do you guys know what time you guys are going on?
We are going on, either 7 o'clock or 8.
It's 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock? 7 o'clock it is.
Sharp.
Saturday, 3930 Cass, the old Miami.
Okay, so you guys are going out for dinner, huh?
Oh, yeah.
The dinner show.
Yeah. It's a good night of punk rock, a little bit of hardcore in there, but mainly a nice and good night of punk rock and roll.
Okay, do you know any of the other bands that are playing?
Oh, yes. Well, the band that's actually putting it on is Caustic Attitude, which that's members of the Smash Bandits. So they reformed into Caustic Attitude. So Johnny, the guitar player, which is a real good friend of ours, he's the one that puts it on all the time and organizes it. So,
give Johnny a hug if you're there.
Yeah.
Johnny's good peeps.
and do it before the show if you value your
He does sweat, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Is he the one that's going to be cooking the barbecue?
I don't know. Usually a lot at the old Miami, it's usually a lot of the regulars that take care of the barbecue, and I wouldn't mess with them.
So. They got a beautiful backyard
out there. Oh, definitely.
Oh, it's an amazing backyard.
Yep.
Yeah, it's.
Middle of Detroit.
Yeah, that's our favorite club to play. So.
Absolutely.
It's actually where we had our first show. So,
where I met these guys at.
Yeah, so the place means a lot to us. So it's a lot of good times there.
Well, good. We've had a lot there ourselves. So what do you got to have for us next?
This song is called War.
This is War. This is back to the political thing we talked about earlier, where it seems like, you know, some of the people that represent you are more interested in building bombs than taking care of some of the people on the street. Cold War.
All right. And we have Taking on the World right here. Now, Taking on the World is Mike Clamorous on guitar and vocals.
Yes.
Paul Royal on bass and backing vocals. Cheers. And Dino Valentino on drums. Ah. Now, tell me, you said Clash was a big influence on you, and that I could really hear it in that one.
Yeah, no, definitely. They when I first heard their London Calling, it just changed a lot of things for me. I was into punk rock at that time, but I never heard anything like them before. So changed a lot of songwriting. It just changed my whole outlook on the music in general.
Okay, well, that's a good thing to have.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
You know, growing up, when we grew up, you read a lot about bands you like and who influences them, and then you hear a lot of stuff that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily know about. You know, you go back a few decades, and that's when, you know, you hear about bands like The Clash and, you know, The Ramones and whatnot to start you off, and, you know, that's sort of, you know, we started with the new stuff, and then we sort of drifted to the old, you know.
In fact, it's been going on for a long time.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And that's how a lot of people heard about the MC5 and the Stooges. But why don't we just keep this music rolling? What have we got next?
This next one can be found on our CD, Through Victory and Defeat. Check it out online, interpunk.com. You can buy it. This is called Live Fast, Die Young.
Sign your name, your name. It's our rules, our voice, time to change up the game, their game. Our time is now, we raise our voice. We made a stand against their choice. One by one, we'll learn to make that stand. Play a piss, I land, sing, live fast, don't say we'll die young. Can't stop until our song's sung. Live fast, don't say we'll die young. Give it all that we have, it won't turn out. In a bottle, one will never rain. What we have in this life, we run a history. Our time is now, we raise our voice. We made a stand against their choice. One by one, we'll learn to make that stand. I say live fast, so we die young. Can't stop until the song's sung. Live fast, so we die young.
Now, I want to remind everybody, if you've missed any of this performance from Taking on the World, go to our website, that's www.whfr.fm, and catch the podcast immediately following this show. Just look on the right-hand column near the top for the recent podcast. It'll take you right to the page you need. So give it a try.
For 12 weeks.
Ah, yes, you can listen to all the shows from the last 12 weeks. Now, fellas, you have 15 minutes to go, 15 minutes to live, 15 minutes to die, 15 minutes to play anything you want.
Where's the vending machine?
Oh.
I'm breaking it open. Hey, thanks, Dino.
We're going to give you another one here real quick. This one's called Down to the Ground.
Now tell us, where can people come and see the real power and the fury of Taking on the World?
This Saturday at the Old Miami in, near Wayne State, just outside of downtown Detroit, at Smash Bash. 7 o'clock. I believe the address is 3930 Cass. Yeah. We've played enough there that I've memorized the address. I'm putting it on flyers and whatnot. And also, April 11th at the Corktown Tavern in Corktown near Tiger Stadium, Michigan and Trumbull. We'll be playing a little later there, probably closer to midnight. For the kids, for the youngins and the outdoor fanatics, we'll be at the Concrete Jungle Skate Park in Westland on Ford Road, on May 3rd, and that is an all-ages show, and you can do all the skateboarding you want.
All right, it's a great place, great park.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, if you guys are for your April 11th show, we're going to be just down the street with our Motor Live Drive at the Logger House, with the Universal Temple of Divine Power, Chetta Clausen, and Charlie Don't Surf. And you guys are more than welcome to come on down before
good.
Or after your show.
Oh, we're always down for supporting local music and, you know, your local radio stations.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I actually fell off the stage there. So I'm a drummer, so that's hard to do.
Oh, yes, yeah. Now, the drummer says he actually fell off the stage at the Logger House. And for a drummer, that's very difficult.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, you got a couple of minutes to go. You got 10 minutes to go.
All right, cool. This next one here, this is Born to Lose. You can also find this on Through Victory and Defeat. We'll be right back.
All right, that is Taking on the World. That's Mike on guitar and vocals, Paul on bass and vocals, and Dino on drums. Oh, in fact, Mike, I noticed you've got two amplifiers in here.
Yeah, I got the JCM Slashes. One of my favorite guitar players is Slash, so I pretty much have an identical setup, and, love that tone, love that rock and roll sound.
Okay, but you got to get double the amp for twice as much power.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Now, do you use the big stacks at your show?
No, I don't. I actually have two more cabinets and one more head at home. I only usually bring a half stack.
Okay.
I would like to bring them all because I have them all connected together and they sound great because they're all tonally different. And even the preamp valves and power valves I have in my heads are different. So everything is different. I always try to create a custom tone to it. Rock and roll, but, you know, as much different as I can get with using a Les Paul and a Marshall.
Hey, that's what rock and roll is all about. Now, tell you got time for one more song? Have you got one more song you can do?
6 years? Yeah, we can do it. We have one more.
One more? Because you got 4 minutes to go.
All right.
4 minutes to go. 6 years? What's it going to be?
It's a new one. It's called 6 Years to Eternity.
Here we go.
All right. Thank you, guys. In fact, let me see. The jump button just walked in the door. Do you need another song to get set up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, guys, can you do one more song for us?
Definitely.
You can?
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, just before we finish up, I'd like to thank a certain DJ here, B-Side. You guys are great, too. But B-Side of the INA, I think that's the show.
Yes, that's
Rainier
right.
Show. has actually helped us out a lot and spun us a lot here. And I think actually might have even helped get our foot in the door to do this.
Well, good.
So, B-side, and you know, her show isn't even really a punk show. It's indie rock, but you know.
In fact, I heard her playing your stuff just this week. So cool. Tuesday afternoon, she was telling everybody to listen up.
Yep. Cheers, B-side.
Next one, well, we'll do Made the Call. This is also on Victory and Defeat.